Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US markets little change. The Dow was down 96 points or 0.4%, with Boeing Co. once again the key drag on the index. Stock was down 6.2% after several countries, including China, the European Union and Indonesia, grounded all flights involving the 737 MAX model jet after two fatal crashes in less than 6 months. The broader S&P rose 0.3%, where technology was again the leading performer. Indeed, technology is now the best performing sector for 2019, gaining approximately 15.3% year to date. The NASDAQ was up 0.4%. Elsewhere, there were reports that indicated progress on a Sino-American trade deal, with China and the US reportedly close to a deal on currencies, an element in their broader trade dispute. In US corporate earnings, Dick's Sporting Goods fell 11% amid big volume after posting softer than expected fourth quarter sales. In US economic data, the consumer price index rose 0.2% in February, in line with expectations. However, the year-on-year change of 1.5% missed consensus expectations and represents the smallest increase since 2016. The core CPI, which strips out food and energy prices, rose 0.1% from the prior month. Producer price inflation figures for February and durable goods data for January are due tonight Australian time. European markets were little changed ahead of the Brexit vote in UK Parliament. Germany's DAX dipped 0.2%. German Finance Minister Olaf Scholz confirmed recent media speculation that the country's two largest publicly listed banks, Deutsche Bank and Commerzbank, were exploring a possible merger. Volkswagen fell 1.8% after reporting a decline in operating margins for its core VW brand and announcing it would introduce almost 70 new electronic models by 2028. France's CAC inched 0.1% higher. London's FTSE was up 0.3%. However, Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal suffered a second defeat in Parliament just 17 days before the departure deadline of the 29th of March. Lawmakers voted against Prime Minister May's amended Brexit deal by 391 to 242, as her last-minute talks with EU chiefs on Monday to assuage her critics' concerns ultimately proved fruitless. Earlier in the session, Attorney General Geoffrey Cox said the revisions to the Prime Minister's Brexit plans reduced the risk of the UK indefinitely being trapped in the customs union of the European Union, but didn't eliminate legal risk. Lawmakers will next vote on whether they want a hard, no-trade deal Brexit tonight Australian time, ahead of a vote on a possible extension of the 29th of March exit deadline on Thursday night Australian time. Pound sterling endured a volatile session marked by a sharp 2% swing between its session high and low. In economic data, UK GDP printed at a better than expected 0.5% for January. Industrial production and manufacturing production for January also exceeded consensus forecasts. Strong gains across the board on the base metals complex, copper up 0.75% to $293.34 a pound, nearing a seven-month high touched back on the 25th of February. Zinc gained 3.4%, touching its highest level since the 3rd of July last year amid supply shortfall concerns. Elsewhere, aluminium rose 1.2% and nickel 1.7%. A rebound across the grades on spot iron ore markets, benchmark contract up 1.7% to $85.25 a metric tonne. Gold futures added $7 to $1,298.10 an ounce, recouping much of the previous session's decline, aided by a weaker US dollar. Oil prices eked out modest gains after pairing earlier rises that saw contracts trade towards 2019 highs. WTI settled 8 cents higher at $56.87 a barrel, off a session high of $57.55 a barrel. Brent gained 9 cents to $66.67 a barrel. In its latest monthly report released overnight, the US Energy Information Administration cut its 2019 world oil demand growth forecast by 40,000 barrels per day to 1.45 million barrels. And after the close, the American Petroleum Institute released their latest weekly inventory data and recorded a 2.6 million barrel decline in US crude stockpiles for the week ended the 8th of March. That data saw oil prices tick further higher in electronic trading. The latest official weekly inventory data from the Energy Information Administration will be released tonight, Australian time. US 10-year Treasury yields fell 3.8 basis points to 2.605%, the lowest close since the 3rd of January. And the Aussie dollar is currently buying 70.80 US cents, with the Westpac Consumer Sentiment Survey for March due out later this morning.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.